Hello and welcome to the first podcast for the Angels Guild. The Angels are a World of Warcraft guild on the Trelian server, and we're going to present these podcasts each week on Tuesday for the down day, so you'll have something to listen to on the down days. And we welcome you to the podcast. I play Quinzet. My real life name is Jack, and I'll be your host for the program, and as time goes by, we'll try and interview some of the different members of the guild, and we're also got some ideas for the program. We're going to maybe at some point in the future select a tune or character to feature each week and talk about them and their feats and their leveling and where they're at and things of that nature. So got some good ideas for the podcast in the future, and if you want to give us some feedback, you can do that. You can email me at ahnog@yahoo.com, ahnog@yahoo.com, and we would love to hear your suggestions for the podcast. Well, in the news category this week, first of all, we got a new website, wowangels.org, wowangels.org. And so take some time, sign on the website. Assume you've done that if you're listening to the podcast, but maybe you ran across this podcast without going to our website. But we do have a new website, and we have some good plans for it. We'll maybe take some screenshots and feature some of our accomplishments as a guild as we get a little bit higher. And there's already several things on the website that you need to be aware of. We got links to WoWWiki and Curse Gaming, Alakazams, of course. We got the link to Ventrilo for our voice server. There's also a link there to donate to support the vent server. We ask each member of the guild to donate $1 a month towards that end. There's a link to Fightbot and other things of that nature on the website, and we would urge you to visit the website and get to know that. There's also a news and notes section that we try and update as often as possible with important things. This morning we posted some simple rules for grouping. We're going to go over those in the podcast today. It's kind of a mixture of a serious, humorous kind of piece, and we hope you'll enjoy that. And of course, we'll use the news and notes to keep the guild up as time goes by on planned instances and outings and things of that nature. The second item on the news list today is the guild's growth. We are just exploding. And yes, we're inviting a lot of people. I expect at some point in time we'll call a few people, you know, that don't work out. But we're more or less inviting everybody right now. And so far, it's working extremely well. At least in my experience, there's usually at least 40 or so members on, and that gives us plenty of resources to help one another, to group with one another, and things of that nature. And we're well past, I think, 240, 250, somewhere up in there, and that's really great. And, you know, the key to a guild growing is everybody getting a sense of community or family and working together. And we hope that's what we see. You know, we're here to have fun. We're here to make relationships. We're here to play the game. And that's what it's all about. Just a personal event that occurred to me during the week. And just a reminder to, you know, learn how to loot correctly. You know, my rogue ran several times, ran DM trying to get the Defias chest. And we invited a pally from out of the guild, and the chest finally dropped, and when you know it, the pally rolled neat on it. So I'm new to the game, so I learned about how to control the drops so that, you know, the group leader has control over that, make sure that nobody runs off with something like that again. So let's everybody focus on learning what loot belongs to which class and make sure that we roll properly, greed versus need, and all of that good stuff. Another feature that we want to do on the podcast periodically is to talk about tools and things of that nature. And one tool I ran across this week is WoW Cartography. And this is a neat little deal that uses the maps in your WOW directory, and then you're able to enter notes in it, and they publish these notes, and so it shows the location, you know, of all the major quest people. It even shows locations of where most of the resources spawn and all of that. And boy, it's a great big help. And if you go online and just do a search or Google or Yahoo on WoW cartography, you'll find it. I think the current version is 1.05. You can kind of zoom it. If you're familiar with Google World, you can kind of zoom it like that, and then just zoom in real close, where you can even see the buildings in the cities and the instances and stuff like that. And if you need a tool like that, it's a great little tool. And want to recommend WoW Cartography. It's a great little tool. And each week we're going to maybe feature a website or a tool or something like that in the podcast. We posted in the news and notes some rules for grouping, and I want to go over those with you. And this is kind of a half humorous, half serious piece. And you have to also remember that I'm relatively new to the game, although I'm an old, long-time MMO player, relatively new to the game. So please excuse me if maybe my view of things is still skewed towards the EQ side rather than WoW. But anyway, here goes. Some rules for grouping. Number one, always come prepared. Man, don't you just love it? It happened to me this week. We spent 30 minutes, an hour, pulling a group together. Everybody finally got there and DM, and we fought our way down there, and we zoned in. And as soon as we zoned in, the hunter says, "Hey, does anybody have any meat for my pet? I didn't bring any." And, you know, it's just disheartening to have a group and have somebody who doesn't come prepared. And, you know, check your bags before you leave. Make sure you got everything you need, and save everybody a little bit of time. Rule number one in combat. This is the second item on the rules for grouping, but rule number one in combat is everybody should be on the same target. You know, there are several good reasons for this. It's easy to sheep. When everybody is on the same target, your targets go down faster. It helps the healer because he only has to heal one target, because only one person is taking damage at a time who's holding all the aggro. And there's just so many good reasons to do this. And to assist, you can do that. You can use the built-in assist key, or better yet, write an assist macro for the main tank, where you can just one key it, and make sure you're on the same target. Now that leads to rule number two, and rule number two is there are always exceptions to the rule. Of course, if your group is high end, you can easily engage several targets at a time and things like that. But when the going is tough, generally speaking, everybody should be on the same target, and that's just general MMO good rules. Target discipline is ultimately what wins in these games. And when you have target discipline, your group just becomes invincible. Number four on our list today, generally speaking, go for the casters first. This is a good idea because the casters are very weak, so they go down fast. But if you leave them up, they do a lot more damage. And so the general rule is go for the casters first. Rogues, remember your kicks. And warriors, you have some things to keep them from casting as well, and get the casters down first. In an all-melee mob, where it's not a boss involved, it's generally a good idea to clean up the little guys first. Now, a lot of times when you're going after a boss, it's a good idea to take the boss down first. But generally speaking, in melee mobs, it's good to clean up the little guys first so you can reduce the number of enemies hitting at you. You know, if you got one big guy and you got four or five little guys who are on the side and they're all hitting you, those little guys can do a lot of damage. But if you clean up those little guys real quick, then all you got is your big guy hitting you. Another rule to remember in these games, don't remember that it is a game. Don't take it too seriously. No one likes to listen to hours of arguments, and, well, at least most of us don't. There's some people, I think, convinced who do. But remember, it's a game. Don't take it too seriously. How about some a little bit of humor here and some specific advice for some cat classes? Pallies, don't forget, my friend, your primary job is healing and off-tanking. We really don't expect any DPS out of you. You guys just don't have it. I'm sorry. But heal, man. That's the main thing. Use those judgments and other spells correctly. I, at least from what I've seen so far in WoW, I think Pallies, it's very, very rare to run across Pally who really knows how to play his class. And a lot of Pallies just think they're glorified warriors, and they're really not. You are a healer. You are an aggro guy. And your job is to draw aggro by your healing. That's how you draw your aggro. You heal, and draw your aggro. And when you do that, you keep you'll help your group a lot more than trying to out DPS the warrior or the rogue. Hunters, control those pets, man. Oh my goodness. You ever been in an instance where the hunter jumps down off a ledge or something and his pet pulls the entire instance running around trying to get back to his master? Let's use some pet control there. By all means, bring your meat with you. Rogues, yes, we know you're the DPS kings. But in groups, rogues manage your DPS. You want the mob to stay on the tank, ideally, so the priest only has one person to heal. And remember, you just don't have the armor to take all that damage. So maybe don't use your backstab too often. A little more slice and dice or your dot, your damage over time thing. But you're going to get a lot further in the long run doing it that way. Priest, what can we say? Fade. Seen so many priests go down without using their fade. That should never, ever, 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 ever happen. Use that fade. Did I mention you have a fade option? Yes, I did. Okay. Another good idea for priest is don't heal until you have to. You know, a lot of priests, I watch them. You go in, bang, bang, hit. Somebody goes down to about 90% and the priest cast off a heal. Well, what does that do? You really haven't done much to help your comrade, and all of a sudden the mob says, hey, there's a priest over there, let's go kill it. You're a little better off waiting till they get down a little bit and heal them. And remember what I said earlier, there's always exceptions to rule. I realize on some mobs they hit so hard that, you know, you just have to constantly spawn or spam your heals, and I understand that. But in most cases, wait till you really need the heal to begin healing. Another good thing to do as priest when you get a little higher level, use some of your lower level heals and cost you less mana. You cast it a little more often, but it creates less aggro. And give that tank some time to build up some aggro. He gets down 50-40%, then start casting your heals and cast little heals on him. And sometimes you can manage the aggro that way. Warlocks. What is it warlocks do again? I forgot. Oh, no. Joking. Learn about soul stones. It was real humorous. Last night, somebody at the guild told us about the 32 warlock who, when asked about whether he had any soul stones, said, soul stones? What are those? Oh, my goodness. Can you say I bought my account online? No. Warlocks, learn about your soul stones, okay? Modges. Oh, I love modges. They're so cute, especially the gnomes. You got the gnome hot dog menu or recipe, by the way. You can get it in Lagforge. Anyway, modges, again, like the priests, to control aggro, don't nuke right away. Again, I see a lot of times in combat, you know, we start off in combat, the warrior hits one, boom, Namaj hits, and of course draws the aggro right on him. Let that warrior build up a little bit of aggro. Wait a few seconds before you cast that first kaboomy. And, you know, a lot of times, if you're real, real smart about it, what happens, Maj, is the warrior hits, the rogue hits, and starts popping. And about the time the Maj gets down to half strength, you hit him with a good hard one, and he goes down. And what a great way to manage aggro. Give that tank some personal time with the mob so they can learn to hate him, and then lower the boom on him. I think if you do that, you might even beat the rogue in DPS someday. Warriors, well, being a warrior, well, it's kind of like being a good lover. Being a good warrior is all about foreplay, otherwise known as taunting, and how long you can keep the excitement going. Never, ever, 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 ever let the mob get bored with you. Again, like relationships, it's all about communications. Taunt, 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 taunt. Keep them taunt. And so, warriors, be a good warrior. And so those are some of our hints for today on grouping. Those are just basic hints. And I realize a lot of you guys have a lot more experience in the game than I do, but those are just basic hints from gaming MMOs that I've had a long time, and they seem to be valid for a while as well. And that's about all we have for today. I hope you enjoyed our first podcast. And if you're not a member of Angels and you play WoW, come by and visit us, and maybe you can become a part of the team. In the meantime, hey, watch your back, and let's have some fun out there. This is Quinzit, signing off. Till next week.